with the MSC Sports Radio Network Sports Director, Brandon Tadman.
Well, the Jefferson West girls await the winner of the nightcap here at Royal Valley. The top seed and number two ranked team in the state, Hayden Wildcats, taking on the four seed and NEKL opponent, ACCHS. Again, I want to thank Leah and Paige for their work on the Hiawatha Channel in game one, but the Tigers beating the Redhawks by 10, advancing to tomorrow night's 6:30 title game, which they will be the second of the doubleheader on Championship Saturday. But Trenton, real quick, we got ACCHS, tall task tonight, number two team in the state, and the Hayden Wildcats, who put a thump on Bishop Ward in their first round earlier this week. 84-12 was the Wildcats' win in that first round game. ACCHS, a nice home win against Perry LeCompton to get to this game. A lot has to go right for ACCHS tonight, but they certainly have some star power. Kenzie Bowerly and also Madison Martin, who can get some things done.
Yeah, and you know, we were up at Marysville for ACCHS last year, and they came in 20-1, going to the semifinal matchup against a team that had, they weren't as bad as 7-14, but they played a Riley County team that was around 500 or just a little bit above, and Riley County shocked, and then Riley County went on to say they shocked Nemaha Central the next day. So they're kind of on the other side of the spectrum here of they're that big-time underdog against a team that has been dominant all year. So, you know, there's nothing really to lose for you. That's kind of what I said about Perry last night. You got nothing to lose. I mean, you can play as free. The pressure's on Hayden. They're expected to come in here and just dominate this and get on to state. So they got a great tandem, and Martin and Bowery are going to be back next year. You know, Martin averages 8-8 and probably about five or six blocks a game. She's one of the state leaders in blocks, I know, in all classes. And Bowery puts in 17.5 for you. So
they're going to have to put up those kind of numbers here tonight. Is, again, the Wildcats have three players averaging double figures, led by Amelia Ramsey, a 6-foot junior. She is averaging a stout double-double of 15 points and 11 rebounds per game. The Jefferson West Tigers await a sub-state title game tomorrow night. Who will they face? Either ACCHS or number two Hayden. And the tip-off and starting lineups coming up next here on KMZA.
She couldn't take her first steps without you letting go. He couldn't run off to his first day of school without you letting go. Taking off the training wheels, getting a license, seems like them growing up is about you letting go. For all those times, your State Farm agent is there, with college savings, life insurance, and more. Your agent's there to help you get a grip whenever it's time.
Dad, I'm getting married.
To let go again.
Call agent Gus Suarez at 364-3890 or visit Gus Suarez on Highway 75 in Holton.
Attention, healthcare workers. Is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers. With flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
At Foster Ford and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
Kansaland Radio.
Colin Feldkamp, studio producer Brandon Trenton with you here on KNZA. 3A number two, Hayden taking on ACCHS with the winner moving on. Take on Jefferson West tomorrow night in the 3A girls sub-state championship game here at Royal Valley. Let's get you tonight's starting lineups, and let's start with the road team in the All Blacks. That is ACCHS under head coach Andrew Eckert. They are 7-14, and their win against Perry on Tuesday snapped a four-game losing streak. They will start Mackenzie Scholl. She is a 5'5 guard, averaging over 3 points and nearly five rebounds per game. Corey Wagner is a 5'4 junior at nearly 5 points and three rebounds per game. Danny Chu in the backcourt as well, 5'3 senior at nearly 2 points and two rebounds per game. And then you've got Madison Martin again. She's going to need to play big tonight. 6'4 sophomore, over 8 points and eight rebounds per game. And then Kinsey Bowerly, all league, certainly ahead of her in the NEKL this year, averaging over 17 points and four rebounds per game. So again, for Andrew Eckert and the Lady Tigers, it is Martin, Scholes, Wagner, Bowerly, and Chu. For the number two ranked Hayden Wildcats under head coach Carville Reynoldson, they are 17-4 and beat Bishop Ford 84-12 earlier this week. They're going to go like this. Avery Grunert is a 5'6 senior. They will also start Lauren Sandstrom. She is a 6-foot senior at 12.5 points, 8 rebounds per game. Riley Meyer is a 5'11 junior, 13 points per game, and over 8 rebounds as well. Norma Greco is a junior leading the team in steals at over 3.5 per game. And then a player to watch for tonight, Amelia Ramsey, a 6-foot junior, 15 points and 11 rebounds per game. The only team ranked ahead of the Wildcats is Silver Lake in the KBCA. Halstead number 3, Nemaha Central 4. However, Nemaha was upended in their first-round sub-state game. And then Rossville is number 5. This is a Hayden team defensively, Trenton, that has held 8 of their 21 opponents to 30 points or less. And you look at ACCHS, they're only averaging 35.7 points per game. So if ACCHS, we can agree, if they want a shot, they're going to need to hit the 50s here tonight, I think, and play some good defense against a very good offensive team at Hayden that averages over 56 points per game. Jeff West awaits the winner in tomorrow's sub-state title game, the home whites for the Wildcats. And they get the opening possession. And going from right to left, this is Greco. Here's Ramsey at the free throw line. Back to Greco. Hard drive. And Martin with an early block. Rejected out of bounds. And just like that, Madison Martin, the 6'4 sophomore, making it felt, no doubt about it. As she is averaging just shy of 5 blocks per game this season.
And they're just running, they're running a zone. They're going to make Hayden hit some shots, and they're going to bank in a three, of course.
And Avery Gruner banks in a three from the left wing, and the Wildcats get the early bucket. 3-0 at 25 seconds into this game. First offensive possession for the Tigers of ACCHS and the All Blacks with the orange numerals and lettering trimmed in white. Here's Martin, left side on the wing towards the corner, puts it on the dribble on Ramsey, trying to drive baseline. Ramsey cuts her off. They get it back out to Corey Wagner on the wing. Holds it high, now drives on Greco, gets to the rack, spins through a couple defenders.
And she's out of bounds,
and
though.
Standing out of bounds with Scholes on the rebound and a turnover.
A good effort, but out of bounds. And, you know, it was a pretty good first defensive possession. You get a block out of bounds on inbound. They swing, and the girl banks in a three. It's kind of tough, but not a bad first minute of play by ACCHS.
Well, the Wildcats, again, 4 losses. They'll try another quick three. That one is high off the heel and a rebound for ACCHS. That missed by Meyer. And here come the Tigers down 3-0 just a minute into the game. Here's a pull-up jam from the left elbow. This is Kinsey Bowerly, averaging 17 a game, one of the best here in Northeast Kansas. And only a junior gets ACCHS their first points of the night. She's going to have a monster night. They want to play upset here on number 2 in the state. Here's Ramsey from the free throw line. Right rim, no. And a rebound for Madison Martin. 6:25 to go, first quarter. 3-2, the Hayden lead on ACCHS. Here's Bowerly trying to bounce one to the elbow, and it missed everything and rolled out of bounds. And a turnover by ACCHS. They average 20 turnovers a game. That is a number they cannot have tonight. Again, trying to play spoiler against one of the best in the state. And a couple early ones for the Tigers. Hayden's lead 3-2. Not quite 2 minutes in. Here's a dive in by Sandstrom. Ramsey left side. Grunert open. Not this time on a triple. Fighting for the rebound underneath, and it's saved. But the Sandstrom keeps the possession alive. Here's Greco straight on triple. High off the heel. Tipped around. And this time the Tigers clear it away.
And in that 1-3-1 zone right now by ACCHS, they're going to force the threes, and that's almost everything that Hayden shot. The only one that's gone down is one that got banked in.
Bowerly left side it goes. This is Wagner with the basketball. Now the top of the key with Scholes. Scholes looking, guarded, needs to put it on the dribble and do something. Gets in the paint, kicks it left. This is Wagner who drives. Now Martin blocks at the free throw line, and Ramsey grabs the miss. Didn't see the defender from the side and blocked. Now the Hayden Wildcats pushing. Short transition J is misfired by Sandstrom, but another offensive rebound. Another opportunity here. A three open from the left wing. It's no good. Tips around. Martin in her hands and now saves. And still finally out of bounds it goes. Well, Hayden has shot quite a few three balls here in the first 2-plus minutes. A 30-second timeout called by the Wildcats. We will hang right here again. Timeouts are brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Time for a break, and you're looking for that perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's, many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Again, ACCHS and Hayden. Winner gets Jefferson at County North in the 6:30 championship game tomorrow night here at Royal Valley. Jeff West, yeah. Beg your pardon. Jeff West awaiting the winner of this one here with ACCHS and Hayden. Jeff West got big-time games from Ella Dickey and Kenley Stones in the first semifinal, and they knocked off Hiawatha 51-41. Out of the timeout, 5:11 to go, first quarter. Hayden's lead 3-2. A three by Grunert and a two by Bowerly, the lone scoring for both sides. Speaking of Bowerly, has the ball. She's quickly doubled, high left, trying to spin through some trouble. Gets it off to Wagner, open for a long two, grazed the rim, no. And a rebound for Hayden, cleared away by Meyer. Hayden's got some good length. Here's a drive by Sandstrom. All the way, a block shot by Martin, but they get a whistle and a foul. If it's Martin, it's going to be with the body, and it will be Martin's first foul. And this puts Lauren Sandstrom at the line. Sandstrom, a 6-foot senior, averaging over 12 points and 8 rebounds a game. And the first free throw missing off the left side of the rim. 4:47, first quarter, 3-2. Hayden lead. One more free throw coming up here for Sandstrom. And she got that one to go. Makes it 4-2. And a couple subs in. We got the sisters of Reese and Reagan Hoosier. Reese, a 5'6 sophomore. Reagan, a 5'7 senior. ACCHS dealing with a little bit of pressure in the full court. Wagner picks it up in a tough spot, but gets it off to Bowerly. And across the timeline from left to right. Martin sets a nice ball screen, but then a steal. It's picked up by Reese Hoosier. Up the floor, layup missing in transition, and Martin goes high for the rebound and rips it away through a couple of white jerseys. And here comes ACCHS with Bowerly down 4-2. Bowerly working to the right wing and now drives in. And a foul on the floor. It'll be the first Hayden foul of the game. And it looks like Gruner picks up the foul. 4:18 to go in the quarter. 4-2, the Hayden lead. Meyer and Ramsey both checking back in. Ava Spear is checked in. There's a missed shot. A good look inside, but Hayden clears the miss. Now Hayden pushing the tempo, little sidestep, a lot of contact, ball goes out of bounds. Good defense, last touch by ACCHS. So missing there was Gruner in transition, but the Wildcats keep the possession. Still a 4-2 lead. Both teams have struggled a little bit in the early going offensively. They go inside Ramsey, that's who they want. Little up and under, working on Martin. She puts it in. How about it? Amelia Ramsey, her first. And it's 6-2 Hayden. That is a matchup to watch with Ramsey and Martin here tonight. There's another foul on the perimeter. I think they get Greco with this one. And that'll be her first. Team foul number 2 against the Wildcats. Trying to throw it in. Bowerly gets it into the corner. Baseline drive. Quickly doubled. Lost it. And she's called for the walk. Turnover against ACCHS. And the Wildcats get it back with a 6-2 lead at under 4 minutes to go in the period. Looks like the Tigers set up in a 2-3 zone here. Hayden viewing it and getting things settled. Here's Gruner with the basketball. High right on the wing, just holding it above her head. Now they get it into the corner with Meyer. Meyer with a long skip pass here to Greco. She drives in, splits two, floater short. Ramsey the rebound, second try up and in. Ramsey with an offensive rebound and stick back. She's got four. And 8-2 now to Hayden lead and a timeout for Andrew Eckert at ACCHS. It is a 30, so we will keep it right here. Timeouts are brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. So it is early Trenton, but you see kind of the advantages that the Wildcats are going to have in this game. Ramsey being one, Martin is really going to have to, again, step up and box out and try to keep them off the boards and keep those second chance points at a minimum.
Yeah, you know, Hayden's just a really tall team when you look out at the court for a girls squad. You know, they have a lot of height. No one matches the height of Madison Martin, but they have like three Madison Martins on their team height wise. ACCHS hasn't done a bad job. They got a couple of shots, had a couple careless turnovers, but they've gotten some good looks. They haven't been able to convert outside of that first pull up bucket by Valerie. And the defense hasn't been that bad so far.
Good defense there. Greco probably saved a bucket there, knocking that one out of bounds. So ACCHS will keep it. Reagan Hoosier back into the game. Also, Bella Reed is checked in as well. 3:13 left, first period. Hayden 8, ACCHS 2, and a lazy pass is taken away, stolen by Meyer. Meyer wants to go all the way. Shot is on, or it's good, but the foul's on the floor. And they'll call the block on ACCHS and Ava Spear. Team foul number 2, that's her first. And Hayden underneath with an 8-2 lead, a 3:08 to go in the quarter. They get it into Hoosier, wide open for 3, and it's an air ball. Backside rebound, though, for Spear.
That's probably why they didn't go out on her from 3 there.
ACCHS has gone cold. Bowerly from the elbow, rejected by Ramsey. Here's Hoosier into the corner. Now Greco, Ramsey tries. Oh, and she can hit the 3 as well. Amelia Ramsey now with 7 from the left wing. That was nothing but nylon, and it's 11-2 Hayden. Big 2:35 to close the quarter here for ACCHS. Bowerly trying to get a ball screen. Good defense by Hoosier. And they finally get it up top here to Wagner. Getting the call from head coach Andrew Eckert on the far sideline. Good man-to-man defense here by Hayden. Wagner picks it up. Back to the point with Bowerly. Wants a ball screen from Spear, not using it, bouncing it to the right side with Wagner. Bowerly on a cut inside, forcing 1-over-2. It's an air ball and a rebound for Hayden on the backside by Reed. 2 minutes to go in the first, 11-2, Hayden by 9. Here's Hoosier working around through the top of the key and a lot of contact there, and a foul's going to be called. They're going to get Scholes trying to go for the steal, and that'll be her first. Team foul number 3. Bowerly is going to get a breather as Danny Chu checks back into the game. So Hayden with the ball under 2 minutes to go in the first. An 11-2 lead for the Wildcats here on ACCHS. They move it left side. Here's Reed bouncing one short corner left. Reed gets it right back. Skips it to Meyer. Here's Ramsey. Good extra pass. Reed an open 2, and it's off the target. But a backside rebound for Hoosier, and now a right wing 3 is no good. Missed by Meyer, and a rebound for ACCHS. 90 seconds to go in the first. 11-2 is the Hayden lead. Here's Wagner to the free throw line. Martin steps and tries and tried to bank one in, but missed everything but backboard. And now a fight for the rebound. It's last touched, I believe, by Hayden. It'll stay here with ACCHS. So the Tigers desperately need a bucket here to get some kind of momentum going. Down 11-2, minute 18 to go in the frame. Jefferson West awaiting in the sub-state title game tomorrow night at 6:30. Here's Martin working on Ramsey, kicks it up top. Nice ball fake, steps into a jumper. Might have been partially blocked, but not sure. Out of bounds, regardless, Hayden basketball. Sandstrom back in for Hayden. Bowerly checking back in, also Ellie Spear as well. is in for ACCHS. A minute three to go in the first. Hayden's lead 11-2.
And, you know, that length has just affected them, ACCHS on offense.
They stay zone. Here is Hoosier left side. Skips it to Reed. Short corner right. That's Sandstrom. Passing around the perimeter back to Greco. Another skip pass to the far side with Reed. Here's Hoosier looking inside. A lot of wing-to-wing passing here with 34 seconds to go in the quarter. They set it up. Hoosier in the corner, a three. Front rim, no. Offensive rebound for Reed. And missed a second chance and out of bounds, and it's back to ACCHS. Well, fortunate there. Reed had an easy opportunity for a putback and missed it just a little bit short and went out of bounds. Now the Tigers get a chance here with 26 seconds to go.
They know they have the arrow, so you kind of double dip here. If you're able to get a bucket, you know, I think being down 11-2, or even if you don't get a bucket, it's probably a win, because all things considered, with how high-powered Hayden's offense is.
Hayden's gone on a little drought as well offensively. 10 seconds to go, and Spear driving, and they call it for a travel. They wanted the foul, but she fell to the floor, and the official says travel. Five turnovers here in the quarter for the Tigers. And here comes Ramsey and also Meyer back into the game with 8 seconds to go. And now Hayden has more than certainly enough time to get a look here. They get it into Greco. Greco near sideline. 5 seconds across midcourt. Bounces it to the right side. Here is a difficult floater from 15. No. Offensive rebound, though, is up and in by Briley Meyer on time. And it's going to be a 13-2 lead for Hayden as we go to the second quarter. Hayden, number two in the state, showing it here early. 13-2 their lead on ACCHS, and we're back after this on KMTA.
Holton Community Hospital is proud to offer pulmonary rehabilitation, a service designed for those experiencing chronic lung conditions. The HCH program offers monitored exercise, medication education, including oxygen therapy, diet and nutritional information, plus techniques and strategy to manage lung conditions and improve your breathing. Talk to your doctor to find out if pulmonary rehab is right for you, as your insurance may pay for all or part of this therapy. Holton Community Hospital and Family Medicine. Personalized care close to home. Online at Holton Hospital.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
For a free insurance quote, see Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Number two team in 3A, the Hayden Wildcats leading ACCHS 13-2 as we start the second quarter. Here's Bowerly, a long three, nearly got it to go. Quick possession there and a rebound for Caden Watts, who has checked in for the Wildcats. Here's Watts at the free throw line. A long pass into the corner. It goes with Reed. They reverse it around the perimeter. Ella Foster is checked in as well. So the Wildcats have gone deep into their bench, and they have played quite a few bodies here in this first half. Here's Reed skipping it left side. Another good pass to Reed towards the corner. Up top it goes to Foster. Now diving in is Bourgeon, who had just checked into the game as well. Left side pass. Bourgeon is a sophomore. Back up top. Bourgeon again, left side on the wing. Back to the point it goes with Foster. They play back and forth with it. Good pass to Reed. Good movement. And they set up Foster for a three, but she missed everything. Got ACCHS rotating a little bit behind, and they got a straightaway three wide open from Foster, but it was an air ball and out of bounds.
And
that took a minute, basically, almost a minute off the clock there.
Yeah, and Hayden's now in that 1-3-1, really pushing the link, but they had an open three with Bowery on the last possession. Just couldn't get it to convert.
Bowerly driving, gets in the paint, tried to dump a pass off to Martin and draws a foul.
Got Watts.
They got Watts there, just checked in, a 6-foot sophomore. First foul on either side in the quarter. 6:43 left in the half. Hayden's lead 13-2. ACCHS, they need a bucket. Here's Martin in the paint, quickly doubled. Goes to the block with Bowerly, fades away, nearly banked one in. through some contact and another rebound for Watts. Here comes Hayden into the front court with Ella Foster. Foster dribbling left, waist high, dumps it into the corner with Borjan, skips it, cutting Reed in the paint, takes it all the way, missing over Martin, nearly got it to go, out of bounds in the Wildcats keep. So throwing it in, it's Lauren Borjan, a 5'4 sophomore. Over the top it goes to Foster, right side to Reed on the wing, looking short corner, instead skips it back to Borjan. Goes right back to Foster, out of the free throw line with Watts, turning, facing, kicks left. Borjan, three from the corner, front rim, no, offensive rebound, yes. It's Hoosier who gets in there, that is Reese Hoosier, and she puts it in there, and just like that, 15-2, 2 minutes into the second.
And the second chance points are killing ACCHS.
Got to get Hayden to one-and-done possession in ACCHS. They have not done that yet here in the first half. Here's Bowerly. Not quite the spread you need trying to beat this length. And now Bowerly, a way downtown triple, was just short but on target. It's tipped out of bounds at ACCHS. Fortunate there that Watts couldn't secure the rebound, and they'll get another chance underneath their own bucket as Hayden goes with the five line change here.
He's got five new bases. The starting five back in. So the second unit got to play the first couple minutes there.
Here's Bowerly at the point. Martin sets the screen. She works right to the wing. Stops there. Good closeout defense by Grunert. And they will reset up top. They go back man-to-man and step away from that zone, and they nearly force a turnover. Chasing it down, though, is Scholes and is able to corral it at the point. And they'll reset once again. Boy, ACCHS just having trouble with the active defense here by the Wildcats. That's got to be a timeout. You could hear it from up here. And couple of near turnovers, a 30, and Andrew Eckert had no choice but to burn a timeout there with his team struggling with the Hayden defense right now. At 5:12 to go in the half, it's 15-2. And ACCHS got that two pretty early in the quarter.
It was their first shot attempt.
And Bowerly, again, they have gone scoreless for a hot minute.
I think it might have been their first possession. She just pulled up from what? Drove down.
Yeah, it was 3-2, yeah, because Hayden hit the first bucket of the game. It was a three. It was banked in.
And they've had a couple open looks. They just haven't been able to convert, you know, some turnovers mixed in there. But like I said, Hayden's a very lengthy team across their start five. They got three people out there that look about 6 feet tall right now.
Well, at ACCHS, they only play when it matters, about two off the bench. And you just saw Hayden with their size and length going 5 for 5 in subs. You talk about conditioning, a little bit more fresh. ACCHS, you got to rely on a couple of players. And Hayden again, that defense forcing another turnover, but a foul's going to be called on a double team. They get Meyer with her first, team foul number two. But you got to get to different spots on the floor. As we go back to that zone defense, and nearly it's knocked away again, and it's going to be a jump ball, and Hayden's finally going to force that turnover. ACCHS had multiple cracks there. They just cannot find a look right now. 5 minutes to go in the half. 15-2, the Hayden lead. They run it into the front court here. Here's Sandstrom, steps in, short corner left. Now Greco, free throw line jumper, nothing but nylon. Norma Greco, her first bucket, leads the team in steals at over 3 a game and averages also nearly 10 points per game. It's now a 15-point lead for Hayden. It's 17-2. Right side, here's Chu, dumping it inside, tipped by Ramsey, thrown near midcourt, chasing it all the way down is Scholes, and saved it from going out of bounds. Dumps it into the corner with Bowerly, she'll drive in, sidestep, another block shot by Ramsey. Ramsey says no, 4:20 to go in the half. Here's Gruner driving in, and a blocking foul is called.
I think it's going to be Bowerly, yep.
And Bowerly does pick up the foul, that is her first. And team foul number one, they're going to say it's on the floor.
I think she's trying to Euro around Bowerly there.
So Grunert to throw it in. Throws it back to the left wing here with Greco. Right side, Sandstrom puts it on the dribble, gets to the baseline underneath the bucket. She gets it to Grunert in the corner, not there on a three. And Bowerly the rebound for ACCHS.
And you look across the board for Hayden, the only person that has multiple scores is I was going to say Ramsey, but Sandstrom got her first free field goal. Well, not pickpocket.
Yeah, just an easy steal at midcourt. Easy bucket there for Sandstrom. It's now 19-2 Hayden at 3:45 to go in the half. Tigers have seven turnovers here in the half. They get Martin trying to get it to her, but chased down towards the corner. Here's a driving shot off the window. No, another one and done as Meyer collects. Meyer up the floor, finds Grunert in the corner. And back to Sandstrom on the wing. Takes a step inside the three-point line. Gets it back to Grunert. Now Ramsey in the paint. Right side, Sandstrom thought about it. And now finally decides to fire. And a little strong on the three. And Bowerly another rebound. ACCHS will walk it into the front court. Desperate for some points. They haven't scored since their early minute or two in that first period. 19-2 they trail with 3 minutes left in the half. Here's Bowerly, a three needed, and it's short. And a rebound for Sandstrom. Sandstrom bringing it into the front court herself. She'll take it all the way. Block shot by Martin. Another rejection by Martin at the rack. Under 2:40 to go. They're getting some stops, but ACCHS can simply not score. Here's a chance inside, and they finally get one. It's Corey Wagner who's on the board. It's 19-4. Here's Grunert to the rack. Lays it in. Too easy in transition there. Got behind the ACCHS defense, and Grunert has five. Makes it 21-4 with 2:15 to go in the half. Bowerly driving in. Gets to the elbow. Kicks left. Has it knocked away, and Scholes had it taken away. Two-on-one break. Grunert turns. Little Euro, little spinneroo with an easy finish for Grunert again. She's got seven. That was nice. Completely fooled the defender. It's 23-4. Now Martin trapped in the corner. They get it to Chu. Now back to Martin. A little pull-up. Jay is good. Madison Martin needed again. It's 23-6 at 1:40 to go in the half. Here is Sandstrom towards the top of the key. Dumps it to Ramsey at the free throw line. Kicks it to Grunert. Back to Sandstrom. Little triangle offense here. Now Grunert thought about it. Back to Sandstrom. Kicks it left to Meyer. Puts it on the dribble. Spins around the defender. And back to Ramsey. Grunert's open. Deep three on the way. It's short. Rebound Madison Martin at ACCHS.
They're up the floor playing. Just resetting that 1-3-1, but they slowed it up.
A minute 10 to go in the half. Bowerly's trapped. She's in trouble and has to throw it off the defender. Ava Spear back in. Also, Ellie Spear is in as well. A minute 7 to go in the half, and Hayden's lead is 23-6. You're holding Hayden under their offensive output, but you've just not been able to find anything, and now Spear in some big trouble here, trying to get it away, and another steal. Another steal at midcourt. Sandstrom, layup good. They got to get out of those tight corners right across midcourt because they're getting trapped. And Hayden is taking advantage, and they nearly force another steal. I think they do, and a foul on ACCHS. And they get this one on Chu. That is her first and team foul number two. So there's 44 seconds remaining in the half. The lead is 25-6 for Hayden. They can play for the final shot if they choose. We'll see. Here's Greco, right side on the wing, holding strong. They set it up for Meyer in the corner. And back up top to Greco with 25 seconds to go. Sandstrom left wing. And skips it over to Meyer. Fires the three. Yes. Meyer from downtown. She's got five, and it's 28-6 at 14 seconds to go. Boy, this Hayden team certainly looks the part in this first half, and we get a whistle and a reach-in foul. And they get Sandstrom with her first and team foul number three. 9 seconds for ACCHS. Trying to get something here before the break. They get it into Scholes, 6 seconds. And a lazy pass is tipped by Greco, out of bounds with 2.8 to go. Just active hands, the way they extend this defense out. It's been tough on ACCHS. Looking for Martin, it's stolen by Greco. And a foul is going to be called with 0.5 to go, and they'll get Ava Spear here. no free throws. It was the final foul to give, so not a terrible foul. At least maybe stop some momentum here for Hayden. They throw it up the floor, and oh, my goodness. They had a chance with Ramsey with 0.5 at the bucket. She couldn't put it in. But nonetheless, number two Hayden, a dominant first half as they lead ACCHS by a score of 28-6. Our halftime show is next, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home and far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. A timeout. We're back after this here on KNZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
What's going on in the real estate market? Can I move right now? Will my property sell? Do these questions sound familiar to you? Simply put, there's always a need somewhere for homeowners to move. Your property will sell, and you'll find the perfect home for you. Take advantage of the current market because it's shockingly an exciting market to be a part of. Contact the Sarah Fox team of Stone & Story Real Estate and set up your consultation today by calling 785-364-0424. The Sarah Fox team, Stone & Story Real Estate Group. It's their passion. It's your lifestyle.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
Hello, I'm Nils Bergston from Bergston Insurance in Holton. I understand the importance of finding the right insurance. As a local guy who owns my own home, farm, and business, I've been in your shoes. Whether you need coverage for your home, auto, Medicare supplemental, or simply to compare coverage for your lifestyle, we're here for you. Count on us, a name you can trust, to provide the protection and peace of mind you deserve. Contact me today at 785-364-3771 for personalized insurance solutions.
Kansaland Radio.
Now the number two ranked team in 3A looking the part here through the first half of play, leading ACCHS 28-6. They outscored the Tigers 13-2 in period one and 15-4 in that second quarter. Real quick, going through some of the stats here in the half, brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison, or any K-Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockoff. Wildcats got 7 apiece from Avery Grunert and Amelia Ramsey. They got 5 apiece from Lauren Sandstrom and Riley Meyer. And they got 2 apiece from Reese Pusher and Norma Greco. The Wildcats, no turnovers in the first half. They went 1-2 at the line and out-rebounded the Tigers 17-10. ACCHS, they had 11 first-half turnovers and did not shoot a free throw. They got 2 points apiece from Madison Martin, Corey Wagner, and Kenzie Bowerly. Hayden, a 28-6 lead. We'll take a look at some other scores from around the area as halftime continues, presented by Highland Community College.
Hello, Hiawatha. Get ready for a new era of connectivity as Rainbow Fiber grows right here in our community. We're switching from coaxial cables to the most future-proof network in the world, fiber optics. Our contractors from NCS are out there placing fiber cable enclosures near your coaxial cable boxes. And while they're at it, they might even hang the fiber cable drop, preparing for a seamless connection to the main line. Expect an informational packet in the mail this summer with details of our new and faster fiber internet plans along with your next steps. Rainbow, cultivating connectivity in Hiawatha with fiber internet.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Looking to buy or sell real estate in the Jackson County and surrounding area? Kellerman Real Estate in Holton is your go-to company located on the downtown square. This is Cindy Hauer. We have agents with 100 years of combined experience and are ready to help you. We use technology to help make your transaction convenient. Whether it's residential, commercial, or farm, let us help you with your real estate needs. Kellerman Real Estate. We live, work, and play where you do.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Number two state-ranked Hayden leading ACCHS 28-6 at the half. Brandon Tadman, Trenton Craxter, Colin Feldkamp with you. Let's take a look at some other scores from tonight's action across the area. It's brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Go to HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. Some finals from the early games. There will be a new girls state champion in 1A D1. Donathan West, the defending champs, lose in the semifinals to Burlingame. That final 55-32. So the Mustang season has come to an end. Of course, our final from earlier. And our first semifinal, it was Jeff West beating Hiawatha 51-41. We got some boys games as well in action in 2A. Tom Couts on Care 93.7 has Moore Hill Mount Academy in Jefferson County North. That is a 2-point Ravens lead at the half. But again, we will have the scoreboard show across all three networks, 103.9, 92.1, and 93.7 after the conclusion of all the action tonight. Also mentioned Jackson Heights boys. They lost to Sacred Heart in their semifinal over at Wabunsee. Well, ACCHS certainly has a lot of work to do against number two in the state. All Wildcats leading the Tigers 28-6 at the break. Final three-minute timeout. Second half coming your way next.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Dennison State Bank. Putting your interest at heart.
Financial advice can be confusing. Dennison State Bank can help you sift through the clutter and find clarity. Our staff has decades of experience in helping customers make the right choices. For sound banking guidance, see us in Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka.
Dennison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's tough to find a mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights. Enter Trent Ondler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacey Mehus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManacle will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Lasting Impressions is your local, reliable source of decorated apparel, hats, bags, cups, and banners. For more information, visit us on Facebook or stop in and see us just off Highway 75 at 408 Dakota.
Farmers State Bank has a new product called the First Time Home Buyer Savings Account.
That's Ryan Befford, mortgage loan officer at Farmers State Bank.
The Kansas legislature recently passed a bill called the First Time Home Buyer Savings Account Act, which allows first-time home buyers to open a savings account that offers tax incentives and also save for the purchase or new construction. If you're interested, just reach out to us at the bank.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Second half to go in game number two. ACCHS, plenty of work to do. They'll open the second half with the basketball, trailing number two ranked Hayden 28-6 as Jefferson West awaits in the sub-state title game tomorrow night. ACCHS now going right to left. Bowerly drives. Got a shot to fall, but a foul on the floor. They'll get Ramsey with her first of the night. 10 seconds into the second half, 28-6 our score. ACCHS dumps it into Martin, a little elbow J. Good look, just couldn't convert. And Ramsey grounded the miss for Hayden. All white uniforms for the Wildcats, bringing it into the front court now from left to right. They get it into the corner. Meyer, a three, yes. Meyer, 8 points. That's her second triple of the game, and it's now 31-6. ACCHS, again, last year, 20-2. They had a heck of a senior class. They were the NETL champs. And of course, Bowerly's only a junior. She's one of the best players in the NEKL and has been quieted tonight as Bowerly nearly got an offensive rebound off a blocked shot. And it was deflected out of bounds. Last touch by Hayden. So Tigers have a chance underneath. It will be Wagner to throw it in, gets it into Bowerly, quickly surrounded by three jerseys, has to back it out, and gets it to Scholes on the perimeter. Right side now, this is Wagner on the wing. Martin sets a screen. They do a little pick and roll, but a tip pass, knocked away, and taken away by Ramsey. Another turnover for ACCHS. Here's Meyer, skip, good extra pass. Sandstrom on the dribble, might have got away with a walk. To Gruner in the corner, she misfired a three. Might as well have been a pass because Ramsey was there to put it up and in off the miss. Nine now for Ramsey, it's 33-6, 90 seconds into the third. Here's Martin working on Ramsey. Kicks it back out to Wagner on the wing, splits two, just threw a wild shot up. It's no good, missed everything. And the rebound for Hayden. Ramsey, what a pass up the floor, and she a little English on it, a little finger roll that finds its way in. Ramsey now with 11. And Hayden running and now force another turnover. Meyer, right-handed floater, a little strong off the heel, fighting for the rebound, and a foul called. It's going to be against ACCHS and Scholes. That'll be her second. Just about 2 minutes into this third quarter, and Hayden's picked up where they left off in the first half, 35-6. They're on a 7-0 run here to start the third quarter. Got to get it in. They do so into the corner. Greco, right side. Sandstrom steps into a J. She got it to go.
And all those shots they're missing there in the first half are going down now.
And Sandstrom's listed at 6 foot. She's a senior, just takes one dribble in and just a good-looking jump shot from the elbow and about as smooth as you can get for 6 foot. 37-6 and another turnover by ACCHS. Sandstrom just splitting, taking it all the way, missing the shot, and the rebound ripped away. Good job there by Danny Chu. And then she throws it away. Easy layup. Right underneath was Meyer, and she's got 10. And a timeout for Andrew Eckert. It's a full. Hayden taking over and a dominant start in the third period. It's 39-6 at 5:22 to go in the third. We'll step aside. Back after a timeout here on KNCA.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Not quite 3 minutes into the second half, and the Wildcats have scored the first 11 points and have ballooned their lead to 39-6 over ACCHS, a number two-ranked team in the state behind only undefeated Silver Lake, has certainly looked the part here tonight. They led 13-2 after one, 28-6 at the half. We got 5:22 to go in the third, and they're leading now 39-6. They got 11 from Amelia Ramsey. They got 10 from Briley Meyer, and they got 7 apiece from Avery Grunertz and also Lauren Sandstrom. So out of the timeout, ACCHS bringing it from right to left into the front court with Chu, angles left, hands it off to Ava Spear, working back around the perimeter. Hands it off to Ellie Spear, gets to the top of the key, picks it up prematurely, nearly taken away, but Scholes gets it back. Now Spear dribbles in, looking for a cut, not there. Madison Martin had it tipped away by Greco. It's at midcourt, still fighting for it, still on the floor. And another turnover. They get it up the floor to Greco. Scoop shot good. Another turnover leading to an easy bucket. Greco with 4, and it's 41-6. 13-0 run to start the second half for the Wildcats. Here is Ellie Spear. Left side had it knocked away, but a foul called. They get Sandstrom with her second. So ACCHS once again. It's been a struggle tonight, no doubt. Just trying to find some positive momentum here as they're down 41-6 at the half, about the halfway point of this third quarter. Martin into the corner. They try to go back inside to Martin. It's tipped out of bounds by Ramsey. And Martin, it's been a tough night, and they really haven't been able to get her going. Defensively, she had a couple of block shots in the first half. They're trying to feed it to her inside. Instead, they go into the corner here with Scholes. Or correction, that's Chu. Chu around a ball screen, working back to the point. They switch, now guarded by Ramsey. Now Ramsey hounding her, has to get rid of it, and throws it away. Turnovers piling up.
Stuff and Hayden making some of those shots they're missing in that first half. Yeah.
Yeah, when you got those 6 foot bodies that can switch all screens and still guard the perimeter, that's a pretty effective defensive effort. Here's a step out three, no good, tipped around, and a rebound off the miss for Danny Chu. She'll push the tempo for ACCHS, angles left, working to the wing, near side, stops on a double team, and Greco just stripped it away from her. Gruner gets inside, good transition defense to stop it. They go inside, Ramsey too deep, shot no, but a foul on Martin. Martin picked up her second, Ramsey will go to the line to shoot two. There has not been a lot of free throws in this game. This will be the third and fourth total attempts at the line in the game. And Hayden has taken all four.
I actually gave that to Spear on the side. So
they got the foul on Spear. That was...
It's just her first.
Her first, and Martin still has one. The free throw was good by Ramsey, and it's 42-6, and the lead is continuing to grow here. Ramsey's got 12 in the game. And the second a little bit strong. Sandstrom, though, high for the rebound, banks it in. Offensive rebound, and six back for Sandstrom. She's got 9. And it's a near 40-point deficit now for ACCHS. It is 44-6. And another turnover. Here's Greco. She wants to go coast-to-coast. Missing the layup. Tipped up and in by Sandstrom. And it rains, it pours, and now ACCHS down 40. 3 minutes to go in the third. Boy, Hayden has looked... very impressive here tonight, and I'm sure there's a Jeff West coach around somewhere watching this and thinking, okay, we got our work cut out for us in a sub-state title game.
That's 19 turnovers for ACCHS.
That is what I got as well.
Eight already in the quarter.
ACCHS with the ball, 2:50 and counting third quarter. They are down 46-6. Still looking for their first points in the second half. Here's Martin dribbling towards the right corner. Gets it back up top here to Scholl. She'll drive, had it knocked away. Another near steal, trying to chase it down, and Spear able to do so. Keeps it alive. Back into the front court is Ellie Spear. Spear trying to dump a pass. Oh, threw it into traffic, and it's taken away. Just trying to force it there.
Yep.
That might be a carry.
It's the first
third double dribble there, and that is the first Hayden turnover of the game.
And came 22 minutes in.
It's pretty wild. Well, you don't turn it over. It's hard to not be in games when you're not turning it over. And the Wildcats, just with their first turnover of the game, they lead it by 40, late third, 46-6. They've outscored the Tigers 18-0 here in the third. They go inside to Martin. Good curl. Stops on a dime. Now Wagner, short corner, works it back to the free throw line. Spins into a double. Able to keep it alive and gets it into Spear in the corner, who goes baseline looking for Martin. Ball on the floor, another turnover. Now the Tigers just cannot stop turning it over here in the second half. Here's Watts. They get it back to Reagan Hoosier, who's checked back into the game. You got that second team in for the Wildcats right now with Watts and Reed. And both Reese and Reagan Hoosier. And there's the second Hayden turnover of the game as they throw it out of bounds.
Consecutive possessions now. So
a minute 23 left, quarter three, and the lead for Hayden is 46-6. We knew this would be a tall task for the Tigers tonight, but Hayden has certainly looked more the part of one of the best teams in 3A. Here's Martin, dribbles to the elbow, stops, kicks it back up top here to Wagner. She'll curl in the paint. She'll try to force one and draws the foul.
Should be going to the line.
That will be a shooting foul. And they get the foul on Reagan Hoosier. That is her first. And a chance for finally some points here for the Tigers in the third, as Wagner will get a chance at the line. Their 15th and 16th attempts of the year. First one, no. First free throw attempt of the night for ACCHS. As the team coming in, 53% clip at the stripe. There's a minute to go in this third. 46-6, the Hayden lead. Second in and out, no.
Yeah, but I think it was Bella Reed, yeah.
So a lane violation will give Wagner another crack at it.
She's just a hair early.
All right, so see if Wagner can knock it down. And she cannot, left this one short. So the final minutes of the third, ACCHS in danger of going scoreless in this period. Here's Bella Reed, skips it far side to Ella Foster. Now Watts into the corner. Boy, Hayden, they move it. They move it well offensively. They get Atchison County on their toes. They go from side to side. They get that defense moving. They get good looks. Final 33 seconds. We'll see how they want to work it. There's the drive and kick to Reagan Hoosier in the corner. Now curls it. Now skips it to her younger sister, Reese. Reagan again back with it. 20 seconds to go. Finds her sister on the backside. And on the block, it's bodied and fouled. And Reese Hoosier will shoot two with 18 seconds to go. That foul was on Ava Spear, her third. 5'6" sophomore Reese Hoosier at the line. First free throw is short. Hayden now 2 of 5 at the line in the game and hasn't really affected him a whole lot. Not a ton of free throws on either side. And her second is up, no good. And Martin the rebound for ACCHS. 14 seconds to go. Tigers down 46-6. Here's Wagner. Nearly had it knocked away, and it is taken away. Another turnover. 2 seconds to go. Foster, they don't get a shot up in time. And that is an 18-0 third quarter for Topeka Hayden. They shut out the Tigers, and will head to the fourth with a 40-point lead. Jefferson West awaiting in the sub-state title game tomorrow night. We got 8 more minutes to go. Back after a timeout here on KNZA.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
Kansaland Radio.
All right, final 8 minutes of this one. Hayden trying to run it out and submit themselves into the sub-state championship game tomorrow night, where they'll take on Jefferson West as the Tigers defeated defeated Hiawatha by 10 in the first semifinal here tonight. That was an 18-0 Hayden third quarter. Ramsey skips it right. Here is Meyer, who fires and buries a three. Meyer's got 13 and three triples. It is 49-6. Partner, this is quite different than what we were used to in that first game when it was certainly solid between the Tigers of Jeff West and the Red Hawks of Hiawatha, but this just been a tough night all the way around for ACCHS as Hayden's team came to play. Here's Martin at the free throw line, kicks it back out. Chu thought about it, gets it off to Wagner. They're taking it inside to Martin, and the drive and a jump ball is the call. Keeps it the possession here with ACCHS.
And this is going to be a very quick final quarter.
A running clock here in the fourth quarter. What is now a 49-6 lead. Driving in is Chu, kicks it back to Martin, back to Chu, right side on the wing. Here's a drive baseline for Wagner, lost it, looking for Martin, rips it away, and they'll give it a jump ball again, so it goes back to Hayden, and that's 12 second-half turnovers and 23 in the game unofficially for ACCHS, and there's the line change for Hayden. That might be the last of the starters tonight for the Wildcats. As that running clock is down to 6:25. 49-6, the Hayden lead. Here is Ella Foster back into the front court from left to right. The plenty of time as they go inside to Watts, and she makes a nice move, and Kaden Watts is on the board for the Wildcats, and it's now 51-6. And the Tigers have still yet to score in the second half. Go inside to Martin, facing on Watts, wants to go to work. Quickly turns into a double team. Good kick, top of the key, Scholl turning one down. Gets in the lane, shot short, but she is fouled, and she will shoot two.
This will take a decent amount of time off the clock.
So they get Watts with her second. Again, the running clock is now at 5.5 minutes. Scholl will shoot two. Third and fourth attempts at the line for the Tigers tonight. They're now 0-3. 51-6, Hayden at 5:15, a running clock, fourth quarter. And the second on the way is good. The first free throw of the night and the first point for Scholl's makes it 51-7 at under 5 minutes to go, running clock. Hayden back with it. Reese Hoosier in the right corner. Now Watts. They reverse it left side. Now back to Reed on the wing. Skips left side now. It's Foster. Get it to Watts at the elbow. Kicks left. That's for John. A lot of perimeter passing, but again, Hayden moving it well. Wasting time. The big lead. Get it to Borjan in the corner. Back to Foster. Down to under 4.5 to go. Running clock here. Borjan with the cut. Back to Foster. They get it to Watts on the block. Well, they move it with good pace, and they're just kind of working it around. Everyone's getting a touch. Now a three's on the way. A little bit strong tipped, and ACCHS able to snag that rebound with Wagner, and then she is fouled.
It should be Reed.
So they get Bella Reed with her first foul. Halfway down, halfway to go here in the fourth quarter. The running clock in effect. ACCHS trailing 51-7. And they'll bring it into the front court here with Wagner. Up top it goes. Ava Spear, left side again. Wagner is touched. Now Martin in the corner. Why not? She'll try. Front rim, no on a three. And a rebound for Hayden and Bella Reed. Down to 3:35 left to go. Here's a pull-up three. That is buried by Ella Foster. And it's 54-7 at under 3.5 minutes to go. Here's Ava Spear. Now Martin in the corner. Back to Spear. And skipping it right on the wing with Wagner. Now a touch for Scholes. Shot in the paint. It rattles out. And a rebound for Watts. Final 3 minutes of this game. Long pass up the floor and then a whistle and a foul. It's going to be against the Tigers.
The Ava Spear, which I have her fourth.
Yep, Ava Spear, that is her fourth. Under 2:50 to go. Final few minutes running off here in the fourth quarter. Here's a three by Hoosier. It's banked in. That is Reese Hoosier from downtown. She's got five. And it's 56-7 at 2:35 and counting. Now Spear's going to try to answer, and she does. Ava Spear, victory, her ninth of the season, and it's 56-10. 2:25 to go. Well, it's going to be Hayden and Jefferson West in a sub-state championship game tomorrow night. The girls' game will be second. The boys will be first at 5 o'clock. We'll have them both for you right here on KNZA. Of course, the Sabetha game as well on the Sabetha channel.
Hayden, Sabetha, you know, got a bigger Hayden team coming in here. Borjan got her on offense. Rebound. She's going to go to the line, shoot two.
Lauren Borjan, a 5'4 sophomore, driving and getting to the rack and taking some contact and drawing a foul. She'll shoot two, and that running clock continues to go under 150.
But, you know, Hayden comes in here a very big 3A, and, you know, in a league with a lot of 5 and 6A teams as the first free throws missed. So, you know, especially on the boys' side, they were probably underseeded if it came by, you know, a March Madness-type format record-wise. But it's going to be an interesting display. What can Jeff West on the girls' side, what can Sabetha on the boys' side do tomorrow?
I think the Sabetha-Hayden boys' game has the potential to be a really strong and fun contest tomorrow. Excited to see those two duke it out. And then Jeff West, they're watching this one tonight thinking, how are we going to stop this Wildcat attack on both ends? Borjan goes 1-for-2, makes it 57-10. And we got the final minute in running here in this fourth quarter. Baseline drive cut off and a blocking foul, and that will run down most of the remaining time here. And see, the foul was on. Not even sure if they called it. Oh, they give it to Foster. That is her first. They get it into Martin. Good-looking shot off the heel. No, couldn't get it to fall. And a rebound for Reese Hoosier in the final 30 seconds. Running off as Hayden brings it into the front court. Hayden dominated from the opening tip. Number two in the state. They showed it tonight. And they'll get Jeff West tomorrow night. Trip to the state tournament on the line. Here for Royal Valley High School. They'll back it out. Final 10 seconds. And it was a dominant showing from the jump, and the Tigers' season will end at 7-15. And the win for Hayden, they move to 18-4. Final score, 57-10. Hayden wins it by 47 points. Our postgame is next, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. We'll wrap it up when we come back here on KMZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Gotcha, Monday through Friday. Tails win, Tails win, Tails win. Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at wilsontireks.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, our sub-state championship games are now set for Royal Valley in Class 3A. The boys, Tabitha and Hayden, tomorrow night at 5 o'clock, and that'll be followed by the girls' championship, which will be Hayden and Jefferson West. Again, it was a tough go for ACCHS against the Wildcats in Game 2 tonight. 57-10 was the final score. Running clock in the fourth quarter. It was 13-2 after one, 28-6 at the half. Hayden put the stamp down in the third quarter with an 18-0 third quarter advantage, led by 40 going into the fourth, and was able to certainly cap it off from there, again winning by 47 points. Tigers finished their season in this sub-state semifinal record of 7-15. And Hayden again, number two in the state, to the title game against Jeff West tomorrow night. They have a record of 18-4. Our stats in the game are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services and Holton with Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services and Whiting with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockoff. Getting all Wildcats here. They got three players in double figures, led by Briley Meyer, who had 13 and three threes. They got 12 from Amelia Ramsey. They got 11 in the game from Lauren Sandstrom as well. Elsewhere, they had 7 from Avery Grunert, all in the first half. They got 5 from Reese Hoosier. They got 4 from Norma Greco. They got 3 from Ella Foster. They also got 2 from Cadence Watts. Just 2 turnovers in the game. You're going to be in good success when you limit the turnovers like that. Hayden was 3 of 8 at the line, and they out-rebounded ACCHS 28-15. Tigers with only 10 points. They got 3 from Ava Spear. They got 2 apiece also from Corey Wagner, Kinsey Bowerly, and Madison Martin. And then they got 1 point from the line from Mackenzie Scholes. Again, turnovers a big killer. 23 in the game for ACCHS. They were 1 of 4 at the line. And mentioned again, out-rebounded 28-15. So, before we get to our player of the game, actually, let's do that first. Player of the game brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Again, nothing outlandish, you know, for Hayden, just balance. They spread it out. The way they move it is just different than what we are seeing with some of these teams. You can tell why they are a top-ranked team, one of the best in the state. Jeff West, they will have their hands full tomorrow as well, but Again, Hayden with just a dominant performance, to say the least.
Yeah, and I think you got to give it to Amelia Ramsey, just for the fact that she put her stamp on the game early, blocked a couple shots, and really shut off Madison Martin there for ACCHS, and most of her points came early, and then the rest of the team kind of filled in after that for her. But Amelia Ramsey's going to be someone to watch for after she graduates next year at the collegiate level.
Yeah, she's only a junior. Again, you look at just the roster for Hayden. They have six-foot girls all across. I mean, ACCHS has the 6'3", 6'4", length of Madison Martin, but again, she's still young, only a sophomore. She is going to be a threat the next couple of years for ACCHS and one of the more dominant players, I'm sure, in the NEKL. But Hayden, again, just a different beast. Amelia Ramsey, we give her our player of the game. 12 points tonight, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company. So we're kind of holding on here for a couple of minutes. Our game on 92-1 with Centralia and Troy, that one is in action. Still a few minutes to go in that game. Of course, we have the scoreboard show coming up. Jake Boss leading the charge there, of course, doing it here on a Substate Friday night. Let's look towards tomorrow real quick. Let's start with the first game, which, again, I think the atmosphere is going to be great. The crowds have been great for both. Sabetha boys, we saw how it ended last year. They were the number one team in the state. They were undefeated going into their semifinal match at Marysville against Nemaha Central. They are upset by the Thunder. Certainly disappointing. They had a team that could have won state this year. They don't skip a beat. Maybe not quite as talented, but they are deeper. They play 10 to 12 guys every night. They're 18-3, number six ranking in the state, and now get a Hayden team that on paper, just taking away the record again, on paper, I think it's a very solid, even matchup, and I think we got a banger in that first one tomorrow night.
Yeah, and like I kind of touched on last night, Charvat and can't think of the other.
Hanukkah.
That matchup with Grimm and Maxie down low is going to be really fun to watch. And then you got Dom Ridley and Marcus Bauman on the perimeter. And then
good
like I said,
PG battle there.
No, like I said, it's going to be, what's the other guys going to be able to do? Because those three guys are going to get there. It's going to be a push. But who's the other guys that are going to be able to step up for either side? You know, last night, LT Thomas hit a big time three at a time for Sabetha. You know, the middle played well. It's just going to be interesting to see how it goes.
Well, and for Jeff West, let's go to the girls' championship, which is Jefferson West and Hayden. Of course, we saw the Wildcats do work against the Tigers tonight. They're going to take on another Tigers team tomorrow, this time out of the Big 7, and Jeff West. You know, Jeff West got monster nights from both Kenley Stones with 21-6 and then Ella Dickey with an 18-10 double-double as they beat Hiawatha by 10 in our first game. One, you're going to need those two to put up similar type performances against Hayden tomorrow night, and you're probably going to need a third to step up as well in that ball game. Jeff West, they got good guard play, not quite the length that ACCHS has overall. So we look at the length for Hayden potentially being a big problem tomorrow for Jeff West.
Yeah, you know, Jeff West is really going to have to focus defensively. You know, they're going to have to keep that a low-scoring game at all costs. And, you know, they were very effective tonight. They were very feisty, fighting on the offensive glass. But, you know, it's not going to be as easy because the tallest player for Hiawatha was Abby Elfner. She's 6'1". Everyone else was about 5'6", 5'7". It's not the same beast when you're looking at the Hayden Lady Wildcats. They have 3 6-footers, and another girl is about 5'10", 5'11", out in that starting five. So,
and they all seem to have the ability, especially like Sandstrom, 6-foot senior. We saw her multiple times grab a rebound, take it coast to coast. So when you're 6-foot that size and can also put it on the floor and play like a guard, that's just a different level of talent. And they got multiple girls who are, as you said, 5'11", 6-foot, that can pretty much do a little bit of everything.
Yeah, and you know, like I said, it's going to be an uphill battle because the boys for Hayden came in as a team that was a 6 seed that set 5-15 before they even played a game. But on the girls' side, this is the number two team in the state, so they definitely had some expectations. They were the odds-on favorite to come through this tournament, as is. So, like I said at the beginning, for ACCHS, Jeff West has to play with nothing to lose tomorrow. I mean, you know, no one expects you to win. That no one's giving you a chance, so you got to be able to come in there and ready and just fight for your lives.
That's all you can do. Yep, no doubt about it. So we'll have both sub-state championship games tomorrow night. The boys at 5 o'clock with Sabetha and Hayden, and then Jeff West and Hayden in the girls' sub-state championship game. That will be in the nightcap around 6:30 or so. We'll have those games for you right here on KNZA. Also, that first one up with the Sabetha and Wildcat boys game, that will also be available on the Sabetha channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. So that's going to wrap it up for us. If Jake is back there, if he can hear me, we still send it at 292.1. All right, good stuff there. All right, so we still got an ending for you on 92.1, 1AD1 girls sub-state semifinal with Centralia and Troy. So we'll take you there to finish that one out. Jared Sleppy has the call for you on that one. And then, of course, after all the action on the stations tonight, stick around for the